This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Juan Williams was in North Texas last week speaking at events sponsored by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. He's written a new book called We the People. He explores modern-day Americans who extend the Founding Fathers' original vision of the United States. Williams is a political analyst for Fox News Channel. He's a former NPR analyst and correspondent. Williams sat down with KERA's Eric Austin to talk about his book, Presidential Politics and Life After NPR.
Now, you write in this new book, We the People, you write about a new generation of American founders, people like President Ronald Reagan, Martin Luther King Jr., and Eleanor Roosevelt. What do those folks have in common?
What they all have in common, Eric, is the idea that they have shaped America as we live in it in 2016. So here we are caught up in the middle of a political storm. And, you know, nobody like Donald Trump, I think, has been on the political scene in my lifetime. People say it's something like a Ross Perot or like a Pat Buchanan, but I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. And I think we see the Republican Party imploding at the moment as a result in terms of its ideological heritage no longer being carried by the party's leader, its nominee. And on the Democratic side, you see a socialist insurgent challenging the Democratic Party as that. So this is quite a moment. And so the idea is that all of the people who are in the book, and there are about 24 of them, are people who have been the drivers of change in America as we live it.
Now, the subtitle for your book is The Modern Day Figures Who Have Reshaped and Affirmed the Founding Fathers' Vision of America. So what would the Founding Fathers think of Donald Trump?
Wow, I think at first they would say, well, we know nasty politics. They would call each other all sorts of names anyway, but I think what would shock them about Trump is the degree to which he's able to manipulate mass media. They knew media. They had penny press, but they didn't know anything like Twitter.
They weren't tweeting.
No, they weren't tweeting, and not at 2 o'clock in the morning. And that whole notion that he can somehow go beyond even the news business and be directly in relationship, I think would concern them. They spoke about fear of tyrants, of demagogues. You can read this, Alexander Hamilton writing in the Federalist Papers and others, Madison, saying, when we have to deal with demagogues and tyrants, that could be the end of us.
In your book, you start off with results from a recent poll that are really interesting. Large chunks of those who responded to this poll say they feel like a stranger in their own country, and that included Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. We're talking about significant percentages of folks from all these groups. What's going on? Why are they feeling that way?
When you talk to people, it's the discontent, it's the anxiety, it's the distrust. And you see it in those poll numbers where people say, it's not the country I grew up in, I feel like a stranger in my own land. People assume that this is coming from white conservative Republicans. But what you see is that it's like half of independents, it's more than a third of the Democrats. And again, people might think, oh, it's older whites. Well, yes, it is. But guess what? It's over half of blacks who think the same thing.
Are you saying people are afraid of change?
Of course.
But America's always been changing, hasn't it? What is it about the current changes that concern people? Is it the fact that the changes are accelerating in
it
recent
is.
Years?
If you have any question about people being anxious about change, just think of Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, as if, let's go back, let's slow down this change. In the book, I cite two futurists, Buckminster Fuller and Ray Kurzweil, and they said if you think of America as having gone through 100 years of change in the 20th century, in the 21st century, it'll be like going through 10,000 years of change.
It's been 6 years after NPR fired you for the comments you made about being concerned on airplanes when you see people in Muslim garb, and later you wrote that you were fired for just telling the truth. I'm wondering what you've learned in those 6 years, if that incident created any lessons in your mind or any takeaways.
Well, I think the takeaway for me is painful. I'm still a big NPR fan. You know, I had a great relationship with the NPR audience. I mean, it's like family to me. And so when you have that kind of estrangement, there's a lot of difficulty. But I understand the politics involved. You know, sometimes in media, we think, well, you know, we're not politicians. We're not involved with the politics. But guess what? At this point, people see us as having political influence. And as such, you get some political blowback, criticism, lack of trust in what we do and say. You know, my bosses at the time said it was bigotry or that it was evidence of my being mentally unstable. I mean, I just think, wow, where is that coming from? There's no evidence of that in my career that would suggest such a personal sort of ad hominem criticism. But that's what happened. And, I as you can tell, I live with that pain.
Juan Williams, thanks so much for stopping by.
Eric, my pleasure. Thanks for giving me the time.